And welcome to part two of the National Radio Club's DX Audio Service for April 1996. I'm Fred Volby. Another anniversary edition here on the audio service. We should race our tapes a little bit better here. I understand they're getting outtakes out of us here off our reel-to-reel and DAT tapes here. You know, Jim Snowbarger has been putting together some interesting jingles, which you hear on this edition of the DX Audio Service, as well as a few past editions. And we'd like to thank Jim for putting those together for us and coming up with some creative ideas for some jingles and little things. And I was also asked by Jim what Phil Wayne looks like. And, you know, it's kind of hard. I mean, Phil is a tall guy. He's probably, he's tall enough we have to move the microphones up another 8 to 10 inches when he comes in the studio, and he has to duck his head when he comes in because of the track lights here and there. But to describe what he looks like, Jim, let's see. The best way I could describe Phil Wayne is...
Oh, my God, it's Dr. Demento!
Hello, DXers and friends of radio. This is MarketScope, a monthly glimpse into radio markets anywhere and everywhere. I'm Phil Wayne. For our annual April edition here at the DX Audio Circus, I'm going to warm up this ancient radio. It must be about a 1950 vintage RCA model in a rather ominous-looking black Bakelite cabinet. And we will just dial around and see what we can pick up on this thing, just for fun.
77 WABC. Yes, that's what I welcome Jimmy Blaine to our staff here at WABC. We're so proud to work with him. Great. Hey, this is Cousin Brucey right now, and the next hour is being brought to you by Coca-Cola. Things go better with Cousin Brucey. Things go better with Coca-Cola. Life's so much more fun when you're refreshed. And you know something? Coke refreshes you the best. Yeah!
With Cousin Brucey.
Okay, everybody, let's go, go. You just heard the entire survey. Here is a brand new way by the Beatles. It's Paul. Beauty, yeah? What do you think of that one? It's Yesterday, everybody, by the fabulous Beatles. Paul's big solo is in a beautiful figure of the week right now. The go-go is Cousin Brucey right now. It's 3 minutes after 10. Dig this.
Refreshment time, gang, with Freddy and the Dreamers.
Things go better with Coca-Cola.
Hi, Dusty. Happy birthday with a kiss to Joanne Dale from Sister Robin. They come from Almont, Ontario, Canada. Joanne Dale, a Canadian cousin. A Cousin Brucey kiss for you.
This week, you will hear these solid gold sounds on WABC. The Unit 4 Black Blue.
The sidewalks in the streets. The concrete and the clay beneath my feet. Begins to crumble.
Now, Shannon.
We gotta keep searching.
The Supremes.
Come on, boy. See
her find me. The Searchers.
Seven little bottles of the potion number nine.
The Beatles.
They're making a baby now. Making a baby. Twist and shout.
What dozens of other records you remember. Continuous entertainment presented by the All-Americans. The music you want most to hear is heard on Go Go Radio.
77 WABC.
Yeah, Go-Go Radio, my dear friends. You stand by. Remember, it'll be Ron Lundy tonight at midnight. Fabulous Ron Lundy. Hey, it's 8 minutes now after 10 o'clock. Time for Coke. That's it. It's action right now. The action's down on radio. Here's Freddie Cannon. Woo!
Come on.
Hey, let's go with the big second hour of the Dick Clark Radio Show. And this is Bobby Rydell, and here's Dick.
Thank you, Robert. What should we do here, play a record or so?
That's an idea, Dick. You were always good at playing records.
Well, should I play it right-handed or left-handed? I'm very versatile.
Oh, anyway.
All right, Bobby, look, no hands. Here's Neil Sedaka. Go Steady Again was sung by Neil Sedaka as we open up part number two here of the Dick Clark Radio Show.
Come on, everybody. Let's shout it out. Baba boom!
open round the clock here on Channel 14 with swinging hit sounds 24 hours a day.
Cleveland, serving the industrial heart of America. This is Alan Michaels. This is Cleveland. This is my town. I join the rest of WHK in saluting Cleveland with the largest concentration of cultural institutions in the country, covering a 2.5-mile area at University Circle. Cleveland, the best location in the nation. Chippewa Lake means fun for the family.
Then take Route 3 to Chippewa Lake.
Bobby Rydell, our guest today in Musicland. Bobby, the time has come. Let's not play your new record.
No, let's.
You're awful conventional. I was going to forget about it today.
Don't you forget that.
All right, well, we'll play it.
That's it, yeah. Spring will soon be
gone. WHK time, 7 minutes after the hour. The weather and the temperature, here it comes
on Well, the word clearing skies and cooler temperatures tonight. Low near 44, sunny and warmer Friday with a high tomorrow 76.
To be informed up to the second of all the news that is news, dial WHK's Action Central. To be a news tip winner of the week, dial Express 15014. Every week, WHK awards a beautiful Channel Master Transistor Radio to the best news tip phone to Action Central. When you see important news in the making, WHK's hotline number for news is Express 15014. That's WHK's Action Central, where the news watch never stops.
This is Chuck Kane.
Color Channel 14 hits the spot. Morning, night, and noon, you know we've got something cooking on WHK.
All right, Junior, let your daddy in the house.
So why settle for a sissy wax? Get the one and only Turtle Wax.
Well, weather-wise, it should be a pretty nice evening. Dick Clark here with lots of fun till 8, and Ron Riley checks in with good sounds from 8 to 10.
Like father, like son. Do you and your father look alike? If you do, you be sure to enter the WHK Father-Son Look-Alike Contest. Winning fathers will be awarded season's ground tickets to the Cleveland Open Golf Tournament at Beachmont Country Club. And the look-alike son will receive the WHK Top 10 Albums of the Week. Enter now. Send photographs of yourself and your dad to Father's Day Contest, WHK 5000 Euclid Avenue, Cleveland 3, Ohio. Contest deadline is midnight, June 12th. Sorry, but no photographs can be returned. Winners will be announced on Father's Day. Decision of the judges is final.
Dick Clark reminding you to make an important contribution to world peace and human welfare by joining the Peace Corps. For more information, write the Peace Corps, Washington 25, D.C.
Hi, this is Les Paul.
And Mary Ford. When the values
go up, up, up. Action Central. WHK Better Lines at 25.
Brought to you by Revco Discount Drug Centers, America's only total discount drug chain. Ed Hirsch reporting. On this Memorial Day, a 20-year-old Akron man held by police. He's charged with shooting to death another man his age and wounding even another.
So phone right now for your free copy of How to Succeed in Modeling. Dial Judson 2-0900. That's J-U-2-0900. Or drop a card to Model W-I-N-S New York 36. That's Model W-I-N-S New York 36. But better still, girls, right now, dial Judson 2-0900. That's J-U-2-0900. And you may be off on a great career as a model from the famous Barbizon School. That's Judson 2-0900. Call for that free booklet now. Okay, here's that great blues boy, B.B. King's latest RPM record, Lonely and Blue.
And with
Without a Star, in Technicolor, starring Kirk Douglas, Gene Crane, Claire Trevor, and the singing voice of Frankie Lane.
The night is dark, the way is far for a man without a star.
Opening tomorrow at the Victoria Theater. Stay tuned for more rock and roll with Alan Freed over Radio Winds, WINS New York, at 1010 on your dial. Inadequate pay has demoralized New York City high school teachers. The low salaries make it difficult to attract qualified chemists, physicists, accountants, and other specialists as teachers for your children in high school. Now, once again, here's Alan Freed.
Thank you, Stan Burns, and now here we go with Otis Blackwell, J.D. Records, and You Move Me, Baby.
From Boss Radio, it's the Million Dollar Battle. Following this sneak preview, 93 continuous hours of all the hits from 1950 through 1965. Every hit from every year, one year at a time. 7 p.m., Thursday, April 29th, it's the Million Dollar Battle from Boss Radio. 93KHJ.
The new home of Roger Christian every morning at 9.
93KHJ.
24 minutes now before 9 o'clock, the Robert W. Morgan broadcast on Boss Radio for Los Angeles, 93KHJ, number 11 this week on our Boss 30. Tom Jones, and it's not unusual. It's not unusual. That's Tom Jones, number 11 this week on the Boss 30 from 93KHJ. 22 minutes now before 9, KHJ, sneak preview time. This isn't a real thing yet. You think this is Boss? Wait till we really break, baby. 22 minutes before 9 o'clock, this is Robert W. Morgan. Now, everybody loves a bargain, but here's my announcer voice again. Can I hear the music nice and high so I can announce it? But actually, a bargain can be many things. There's a Lucky Supermarket located near you at 1516 Pacific Coast Highway in Redondo Beach and 2510 Pacific Coast Highway in Hermosa Beach there.
Robert W. Morgan. 93 KHJ.
Almost blew our boss there. There is 20 minutes before 9 o'clock. No drop, no need on the street because we have got good music to play for you on 93KHJ and more of it. Hollywood 1, 9353 is my telephone number if you care to converse. This is our Kevin, KHJ, 2020 News at 20 minutes before 8.
93KHJ weather.
Just ahead of much more music on the Robert W. Morgan Show. Look for an 80 high today. Fog burning off by about 10. Light smog, says the APCD. This is our Kevin, KHJ, News Central.
93KHJ, plays more music.
WINN, your number one spot for sports in Louisville.
Don't forget now, hear the play-by-play of the University of Louisville-Wichita game. That'll be tomorrow night, 8:45 p.m. on Louisville's Good Music Station.
This is the home of the music den. This is WINN Radio, WINN.
Take romance.
Edie Gourmet.
My heart is young and eager to fly. Take romance. Romance.
I'll take romance. Edie Gourmet with Don Costa's orchestra. 78 degrees, downtown Louisville, 24 after 3 o'clock, time to go Jerry's.
The Jordanaires sing for Jerry's.
Now drive into Jerry's with families or dates. Handy locations throughout seven states.
Bob Lyons, Mike Side with the good wind sounds till 6 on this Friday afternoon, Wally Beecham time.
This is Louisville, WINN.
This is the ballad style of Stan Kenton.
No matter how ugly you are, it'll still turn out with a real picture. And it cost me less than $20 in trading stamp.
And trading stamp?
You know, I got a deal on the side for the record I'm pushing. Well, we won't talk about that on here. That's the wrong time. 8 minutes before 9 on WCRadio.
WXYZ presents the good sound of Personality Plus with Joey Reynolds.
Personality Plus.
Hello.
Why were the pioneers called Pale Face?
How would you look surrounded by 1,000 Indians? Hello.
Which is correct, Hawaii or Hawaii?
Hawaii.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Got some visitors in the studio tonight. They don't like any people in particular, they said. I said, what are you doing here? They're not fans. I said, then you got to be fiends. They said, we're not fiends. I said, well, who do you like in the air? They said, we like them all. And it's a wonderful attitude. 14,000 miles to rush and make a left. What do you mean we like them all? You got to have a favorite. Don't you like me? Am I not your favorite? I don't care if I am. Yes, I do. And they said, no, you're not our favorite, but we like you. I said, that's nice. So you like Mark Avery? He said, yeah. I said, do you like Dave Prince? Yeah. He said, do you like Lee Allen? Yeah. I said, he's not even on the air. We still like him. I said, what do you like on the air? Everybody on the air. Hey, these people ought to work for the FCC. It's 17 minutes before, because it's a cinch. They don't like everybody on the air. It's 17 before 8 o'clock on WXYZ. I don't know why they don't like everybody on the air at the FCC. I guess they got their own favorites, you know. I'm just sorry. I can't sound like Lady Bird. And this is number 3 certified. Detroit Sound Survey Fast Action. Many, many requests for Donovan. Most requested song tonight. Sunshine Superman.
I was having so much fun, I almost ran out of time. This is Phil from Arkoscope. See you next month. Here's Johnny B.
Historical moments in radio, stories of the rich and exciting past on the AM radio dial. And today I'm delighted to bring you the latest news from April 1926. These 70-year-old headlines come to you through the courtesy of the Radio Broadcast magazine of April 1926. The new 5,000-watt transmitter of WBAL in Baltimore uses a mixing panel. This is a new concept for solving some of its studio pickup problems. Instead of employing one microphone and having the vocalists and announcers move to it from over next by the piano, WBAL will be using 3 microphones, possibly all on at the same time. The supervising operator will be able to adjust the sound level of each microphone from full on to cutting it off, if required by the program plan. The walls of the studio, the floor, the ceiling have all been specially covered to avoid echoes that could otherwise occur and when more than one microphone is turned on. And with this new equipment, WBAL will be able to adjust the sound level of piano music independent from the sound level of a vocalist in the same room. WJJD has moved to their new studio location on the 24th floor of the Palmer House in Chicago. The move was made possible when the Palmer House added to its building, thus making it the largest hotel in the world. The new WJJD radio complex will feature 2 on-air broadcasting studios with a studio parlor for guests who will be able to watch the programs through a large plate glass window. Electric signs have been installed in each studio that can be used to signal get ready, on the air, too loud, too soft, too much piano, etc. No microphone stands are permitted at WJJD. Instead, the microphone in each studio is suspended from the ceiling by means of a wrought iron arm that is adjustable to any height and to nearly any position in the room. The WJJD transmitter will remain in its modern building at Moose Heart, Illinois. WFBG in Altoona is planning some upgrade changes to its program origination facilities. At present, they use 18 different studios for their programs, and there is a problem trying to make the sound from a studio more than 4 miles away sound as good as the sound from a nearby broadcasting room. WFBG is regularly receiving reports now from as far away as 600 miles for their night program, so good quality sound broadcasting is important to them. And if anyone knows of documents that describe landlines and how to make them sound better, Mr. Augenbow, WFBG chief operator, would like to hear from you. Oh, hey, by the way, now wait a minute. These are 70-year-ago headlines, you know. Don't write to poor Mr. Augenbow.
In a town with an ancient and Mediterranean name, Crete, Illinois, there is situated the new 5,000-watt transmitter of WLS. Their studios remain at the Hotel Sherman Annex in Chicago under the watchful eye of the Sears Roebuck Agricultural Foundation. That studio complex was designed to reflect a true radio motif. Beauty not shared by all who visit or work for WLS. Every piece of equipment and furniture, the walls, the ceiling, lighting fixtures, emanate the speed, intensity, and universality of the forces in the air. Black, red, and silver are the colors of everything, with representations of sound waves all over the studios. One has the impression of stepping inside Dr. Einstein's brain, reported one announcer. Their main studio measures 20 feet by 55 feet with two other studios next to it. The rest of the station's space in the hotel is taken by the usual reception room, offices, operations room, and battery rooms. Well, that's the end of the news from 70 years ago this month. Let me assure you, I've read from one page of a 75-page magazine, so there are one or two items I've omitted from this report, as you can understand, such as the big WGY tests on shortwave and the new efficient wave traps to eliminate interfering nearby local stations. But let me ask you something, DX Audio Service subscribers. We have a wealth of material to choose from, and each month we pick and choose what we're going to tell you on historical moments. And if any of this ancient material or information about a particular station or network would be of interest to you, please let us know. Just call in on the Action Line. For Historical Moments in Radio, this is John Bowker.
From Paul Swearingen, editor of DX News Magazine, he writes, "The big news is that the National Radio Club's Night Pattern book is on the press and ready for your order, barring any last-minute disasters at the printer. The prices are the same as for the National Radio Club's AM log, that is $16.95 to U.S. and Canadian members, $22.95 to non-members. Non-members are someone who's not a member of the National Radio Club or the DX Audio Service. Send your orders to Ken Chatterton at the National Radio Club's Publication Center, Post Office Box 164, Mansville, New York, 13661, USA. And to Fred Tankersley, who spent a good part of 3 years living with the Night Pattern book, a heartfelt thanks. We'll never know all the sacrifices that Fred made to computerize the Night Pattern book through some adverse conditions. Also, thanks to Wayne Heinen, Bill Hale, Jerry Starr, and perhaps some others who we're not aware of for doing the final work on the Night Pattern book. I've seen some of the proofs, and I guarantee it's only second to the National Radio Club AM log. The National Radio Club's Night Pattern book is the reference for any serious AMDXer who needs to know exactly where that signal is going from that AM station.
Hello again, everyone. Ken Honest, Chuck Beck here on the DX Audio Service with our annual baseball report here in 1996. And, well, I don't know. I guess I'm kind of looking forward to the baseball season with a lot of basketball going on. The Bulls having a super season. It's kind of hard to switch gears there and take some interest, but I'll stick a shot at probably a little bit of everything here. Anyway, here are the flagship stations that I've been able to pick up to date, and I'll probably have to get some more next month when the Major League season starts for the next issue. In the American League, the California Angels, most likely on 710 KMPC, Kansas City Royals on 580 WIBW, the Texas Rangers on 1080 KRLD, the Baltimore Orioles on 1090 WBAL, the Detroit Tigers on 760 WJR, Minnesota Twins on 830 WCCO, the Oakland A's, I'm not sure, not yet, so I'm not going to tell you a station if I'm not sure of it yet. The White Sox have switched to AM 1000 WMVP, the Cleveland Indians, the champions, will be back on 1220 WKNR, the Boston Red Sox, I'm not certain, so I'm not going to say yet. The New York Yankees will be back on, should be back on 770 WABC. The Seattle Mariners on 710 KIRO. The Toronto Blue Jays, I believe, on 590. And the calls escape me at the moment, so I'll let that pass for a month. And the Milwaukee Brewers are back on 50,000-watt regional WTMJ. In the National League, Los Angeles Dodgers will be back on 790 KABC. St. Louis Cardinals on 1120 KMOX. The Atlanta Braves, I read, will be on 680 WCNN. Unless that's, say, just a backup station for the day. We'll find out by next month. The New York Mets will be on 660 WFAN, maybe a backup for when the Knicks will be in the NBA playoffs, but we'll find out. The Cincinnati Reds on 700 WLW, Colorado Rockies 850 KOA, Chicago Cubs 720 WGN, Montreal Expos, this throws me off, I think French on 730 CKAC and 600 in English on CIQC. San Francisco Giants, question mark on that for now. The Pittsburgh Pirates on 1020 KDKA. San Diego Padres most likely on 760 KFMB. Houston, I got my Rockets confused on there with the, the Astros, yeah, that's right, are on 950 KPRC. The Philadelphia Phillies on the game in Philadelphia at 1210 WGMP. And the Florida Marlins on 940 WINZ. Any changes, please let me know via postcard or else my phone number here. It's 815-744-5936. Corrections are always welcome, and I'll try to straighten things out. And that should take care of things as we've got NCAA basketball, NBA basketball, Major League Baseball, plus the hockey playoffs coming up. There's going to be something everywhere on the dial for anybody in every sport just about. Plus, you got a few soccer leagues thrown in there, and Lord only knows what. But have fun enjoying the listening, and I'll be back next month, and take care, and good health, and good DX. Adios, friends.
Musings from members by phone.
The DX Audio Service, Musings from Members. The opinions expressed are those of the speaker and do not necessarily reflect the views of the DX Audio Service, the National Radio Club, the editors, or publishers.
If you're DXAS subscribed, you can call our comment line at 419-228-4199.
You have 45 seconds.
Hello, this is Dan Pearin from Mount Clemens, Michigan, and I'd like to say that you do a great job. And I'd also like to say we have a change in the Detroit market. WLLC is no longer on the air. It's now switched to V98.7, and it's smooth jazz. So we have a smooth jazz format on there now. And also, LQR, out of Toledo is now WRVH, The River, but they still have the same format.
Greetings, DX Audio Service members. This is Carrie Livingston Hughes in Winnetka, California, with a report on 1230, what was KGFJ, now KYPA. It's broadcasting motivational talks, for example, how to negotiate and various things about sales and talks like that. What used to be KPPC in Pasadena, which only broadcasts on Sundays, is now KXPA. I think they're still playing some black gospel, but they also have Spanish language programs. There doesn't seem to be a format connection here. Southern California area DXers had a successful AMDX contest this year from January to February, and we were so pleased with the results for our members that we're planning on holding an AMDX contest next year, starting actually in late 96, going to 97, November to January meetings. If you're interested, contact SCADS from any source where you can find their address.
Hi, it's Doug Emerson from Painesville calling. Congratulations to 1460 WBKC Painesville. This month they've been on the air for 40 years. They came on as WPVL in 1956 when they were a 500-watt daytimer. They got 1,000 watts, rather, in 65, and in 72 they became a full-time operation. Today, they're a combination of music, sports, talk, and AP is the news station. Good luck, Dale Broadcasting. Hope you're around for another 40 years.
Hi, I'm Mike Dukin calling on Wednesday, March 6th. And yes, I realize that there are not 30 days in January, as I made that mistake last time. But anyway, I really enjoyed Jim Snowbarker's demonstration on the Clear Channel heterodynes and noises that you hear under the Clear Channel stations. But one question I wonder about, there is a station tuned slightly off frequency on 720 where WGN is. Does Jim or anybody know what that station is? I think it could be from the Caribbean. I'd like you to comment on it at some point.
Greetings, audio service members. Marty Rimpaugh here on this 9th of March. Chancellor Broadcasting has taken over KNEW and KABL as well as KSAN and KBGG on the FM, and KNEW 910 is now AM stereo. That just happened recently. So we've got a new AM stereo station in the Bay Area. Greetings, audio service. Marty Rimpaugh here on this 10th of March. We have a new radio station in the expanded band at 1640 KXBT. So you DXers, try to DX 1640 KXBT, also simulcasting at 1190 Classic Soul from Vallejo, California.
Hi, Mike Dukin reporting that KJJK in Fergus Falls, Minnesota is now on its new frequency of 1020 kilohertz, as reported in the AM switch column.
Greetings, audio service members. Marty Rimpaugh here on September 17th. The last message I had last week was that KXBT at 1640 was on the air. They were in their program test authority mode. They weren't actually on the air permanently. They will be on the air permanently starting Tuesday, September 19th, and both the 1190 and 1640 frequencies are off at this time. I don't know what's going to happen to 1190, but 1640 will be 24 hours a day with 10,000 watts Tuesday, September 19th.
Greetings, DX Audio Service members. This is Terry Livingston Hughes in Winnetka, California. For quite some time now, over a month, I've been watching 1600 AM. There's been an Asian station. I was trying to figure out what it was. It appears to be the KMNY, a business station, now has some Asian programming on there. Just for those of you who like keeping track of formats.
Greetings, members. This is Jim Corsiato from Mishawaka, Indiana. I sent off a clip to Assignment Air Check of 103.9 WRBR, the oldies channel here in South Bend, Mishawaka. And it's a good thing I did, because following that Tuesday morning recording I made, the Saturday morning following, they've switched to a heavy hard rock format. They're now calling themselves the new 104, The Bear, and they play hard rock, kind of heavily oriented towards the college Generation X kind of stuff. I also have an assignment air check suggestion. I wouldn't mind seeing, like, local hometown bits of information and strange local radio coverage of strange local events.
Hi, Fred and fellow DXers. This is Kevin LaRose from Renton, Washington. Just a quick question. I was getting a station up in the expanded band tonight at 1640. Tonight, by the way, is the 25th of March, just before 9 p.m. Pacific time. And they were identifying themselves as KXAT at 1640. Maybe somebody has some information on that. Thanks.
And that's our musings from members on this edition of the DX Audio Service. In the near future, we're going to have a special telephone number just for the muses, as we're giving the old voicemail system a heave-ho out the door. The 419-228-4199 number will become our office number. So when you call, if we're in the office or the studios, we'll be able to pick up and talk to you direct. Otherwise, we'll just have an answering machine on there to take your call. Kind of a novel idea, huh? We should have thought about that before. The Association of North American Radio Clubs recently recognized the DX Audio Service, and I received an award and an email message from Richard D'Angelo, who's the chairman of ANARC. It reads, "The Association of North American Radio Clubs hereby recognizes Fred Volpe and the entire DX Audio Service staff for outstanding dedication to the listening hobby through the production of the DX Audio Service over the last 10 years. I'd like to thank Richard D'Angelo and also the Association of North American Radio Clubs for the award, and also would like to thank wholeheartedly all the editors members, subscribers of the DX Audio Service, because those are the people who have made the DX Audio Service what it is today. And I can only hope that we are around in 10, 20, even 30 years from now to provide you the best information we can on the radio hobby. And speaking of the best information, I think we got the best CPC information available right now. It goes something like this. It's time now for our CPC report on this edition of the DX Audio Service. First of all, we're going to start out with a non-CPC item, which is KBXT. This station on 1640 has been heard from Oregon to New Zealand to Boston, Massachusetts. You might want to try for it. It's one of those expanded band stations. And if you do hear it and you would like to see if you can get a QSL card, be sure to send about 5 to 10 minutes worth of reception details to KXBT 3267 Sonoma, that's S-O-N-O-M-A Boulevard, Vallejo, V-A-L-L-E-J-O, California, 94590. And you might even want to try giving them a call at area code 707-644-8944. The time that I heard them here in Lima, they were using the phrase Beat of the Bay, so you might want to give that a listen and see if you can hear that station. Let's start out our CPC with HCJB in Quito, Ecuador on 690 kilohertz. They'll be testing on April the 7th from 0015 to 0030. WYTI in Virginia on 1570 will test on April the 8th from midnight to midnight 30. Also on the night of the 8th is, or I should say morning of the 8th, is KSWM in Missouri on 640 kilohertz. They'll be testing from 0300 to 0330 Eastern Local Time. Two of the HCJB tests that you might want to put in your future calendar are the tests on 690 kilohertz on May the 5th from 0145 to 0200, and also on June the 2nd from 0200 to 0215. I should also make note that WNRK on 1260 in Newark, Delaware is going to be testing on Saturday, April the 6th. This test will be from midnight to 0200 Eastern Local Time. So you might want to try giving that station a check. And if you send in reception details to the station, be sure to say hello to Dave Schmidt, who is a member of the club and does some engineering for the station. That's our CPC report on this edition of the DX Audio Service.
WAMQA, 1480, Community Bulletin Board.
It's time now for our DX change here on the DX Audio Service. Guy Cuddlemeyer of 5669 D Street, Springfield, Oregon, 97478. Needs a main tuning knob for a McKay Dimec DA5 or DA7 amplified loop. He will pay a reasonable price plus shipping. You can also contact him at area code 503-741-3670 or on the internet at gwkuddles@aol.com. Harry Helms at 7445 Anisole Street in San Diego, California, zip code is 92126, is having a shack rationalization sale. HQ180 for $250, HQ150 for $150, HQ160 for $125, Radio West Loop for $30, 2-foot San Serino Loops for $80, all plus shipping. All classic vacuum tube gear in various states of repair and disrepair. Self-addressed stamped envelope for a full list, or you can contact him on the internet at hightext@delphi.com. That's DELPHI.com. And finally, Martin Egan at 2 Sturtevant Oval Avenue, Apartment 3B, New York, New York, 10009. And his telephone number is area code 212-418-9623. Is looking for a Sony ICF 2001, preferably with the mods. And that's our DX Change on this edition of the DX Audio Service. If you have something to buy, sell, or trade, put it on a card or a letter and send it to us here at the DX Audio Service, care of Great Northern Broadcast Company, Post Office Box 5031, Lima, Ohio, 45802-5031. Or you can mail it to us on the internet at gnbc@alpha.wcoil, that's WCOIL.com. And we'll forward it on to Paul Swearingen at DX News, so it appears both in the DX Audio Service and also in DX News Magazine. When you ask somebody if they want to be on a list, it either conjures up ideas of the bad list or perhaps a mailing list where you get a bunch of trash mail. Well, actually, I have a couple lists which you might want to be on if you qualify. First of all, if you're an amateur radio operator and would like to be on the National Radio Club Ham List, which I'd like to present on the May edition of the DX Audio Service, we need your call sign and just a little brief description of the places where you normally operate. Please abbreviate that because we only have 30 characters of information to put in the computer field. So abbreviate it as in if you work CW on 80 meters, just put 80 CW. Or perhaps you work SSB on 20 meters, just put down 20 SSB. We'll have our amateur radio list either on the May or June edition of the DX Audio Service. Also, Paul Mond and myself are interested in gathering up the email addresses for those of you who are on the internet. We put out every month after we produce the DX Audio Service a timing sheet and just some brief details on what went on the edition. If you'd like to be on that mailing list, all you need to do is email to us or send us on a card or a letter your email address and we'll include you on the list. So get that information to us and we'll keep you informed. I was hoping to get to a Simon Aircheck on this edition of the DX Audio Service, but it just didn't come together in the time period that I hoped it would. And we had an interesting turn of events. If you remember, we set the criteria for request shows for oldies stations. Not many of the tapes came in with request shows. However, we got a ton of tapes of oldies stations. So much that I decided to do something for the good of the air check collecting community. It looks like we're going to have multiple tapes, and as you know, you send one tape in, you get one tape back. Well, I'm going to kick in a couple extra tapes, and so those of you that did send a tape in, you might get two or you might get three tapes back, depending on how close I edit this material. But we're going to put in all the material which was sent to us in this AirCheck compilation, because there is some fantastic material in from all over the United States, and I think it should be presented. So I'm going to kick in the tapes out of my own pocket and make sure that everyone who did contribute gets some tapes back. But we've got some great assignment AirCheck material there that I think that everyone's going to enjoy. And speaking of that, if you are an AirCheck trader and would like to let people know what you're interested in, either drop me a card or a letter and let me read it on the Simon AirCheck, or perhaps just give a call to the Musings for Members line and just give a brief description of stuff that you're looking for and things that you would like to collect. Of course, be as brief and to the point as possible. Don't ramble on for a long time because we just don't have the time of the magazine to present a long dissertation. But we will get the material out. Of course, if you want, leave your name and address. We don't give out members' addresses that people will ask us for. But if you want to give out your name, address, and even phone number on the Musings for Members line, that's completely appropriate. So, you know, we'll leave it up to you. But on the next edition of the DX Audio Service, we'll run down a list of all the stations that we have on this new assignment, as well as it's posted on our webpage. So if you'd like to take a look at that, that's http://WCOIL.com/tilde/GNBC/. Ken Chatterton wants me to remind you that he has AM Radio Logs, the world-famous National Radio Club AM Radio Logs, which are available from the Publication Center. And if you need to look up a station, perhaps get an address to send out a verification or whatever, you can look it up in the AM Radio Log, the most accurate log on the market today. You can contact Old Crazy Ken at the Publication Center, Post Office Box 164, Mansville, New York, 13661. Be sure to ask for a catalog, and Ken will send it out to you. Also, catalog number 10 from Gary Dexter's Tire Publications is available for a buck. Address, Post Office Box 493, Lake Geneva, Wisconsin, 53147. Grove Publications at Post Office Box 98 in Brasstown, North Carolina, 28902, is offering Listener's Law Book at $9.95. One note from the book, which offers us some hope, some states have little-known laws, like of Maine, which forbids incidental interference with the standard AM broadcast ban, punishable by a fine of $10 to $50. Also from Grove, the Antenna Factbook by Bob Grove for $9.95. Audio cassettes by the experts. Highlights from the 1996 Grove Expo. 27 cassettes for $199.95. And the all-new TUN4A Multituner Plus, which is designed to improve medium-wave and short-wave reception, for $99.95. Be sure to tell those folks that you heard about it on the DX Audio Service. And finally, before we scoot out the door, a quick reminder to our DX Audio Service subscribers that when you send in a payment for your subscription to the DX Audio Service, we always send you back a postcard, which is basically a receipt for your subscription. So be sure to hang on to that. If there's a problem with your subscription, we need to refer to that card. It should have your check number on it, the amount paid, as well as your subscription dates. So be sure to hang on to those cards. And that's it for this edition of the DX Audio Service. We'll see you in 30 days with more DX stuff. Remember to get out there and support radio.
The flower power is everywhere. Hey, why sunshine is on the air. Fun vibrations just for ye. Make that Bob Coley has a flower gun to see. She got chrysanthemums and poses too. Petunias, tulips, roses, red, white, and blue. Fun vibrations for the summertime scene. Right here on Love in KYC.
The station with
Marshall.
Flower power!
WKYC, Radio 11.